Hello. Hello.
Okay. What do you want? Yes. What do you need?
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Kyle. I'm calling on behalf of New York Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed. This call is quick and confidential.
What issues do you need?
Would you rather prefer Spanish or English?
English.
English? Okay. Do you think of yourself will you be voting in these coming up elections in 2024?
Yes.
Yes, you will? Okay. So you are a registered voter, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you currently are in the state of New York?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. Now, here in this case, are you able to hear me?
Yes, if I can hear you.
Okay, good. Just so we can have a statistical in general for everyone who participates in this survey, what is your current zip code?
11023.
Okay, thank you. And you said you are registered to vote, right? Okay.
Yes.
And are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
I'm sorry?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
What will be your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American? White?
White, yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself as a strong or non-strong Republican?
Not strong Republican.
That's strong. Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat Kamala Harris? Republican Donald Trump?
No. Trump.
Donald Trump? Okay. And I know, okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections were for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? The Democrat, the Republican Party?
Republican.
Okay. And here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second one is, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The first one. I believe in abortion.
Okay. And yes. based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think is best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legally? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Third one, abortion is banned with a few expectations in New York. And the fourth one, abortion is totally banned in New York.
The first one.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard a little, or heard nothing at all?
Heard a lot.
Okay. Thank you. And here in this case, based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided? Would you vote yes? Undecided? Vote no?
I would vote regardless for so Republican.
You, oh, okay, so you would vote yes?
Yes, for okay. Republican.
Okay, and here is a text of a proposal. Number one, the amendment that might appear on a ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. excuse me, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, nation, origin, age, disability, and sex, including sex orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Would you vote yes that puts these protections against discrimination in the state of New York constitution, or vote no, leaves the protections out of the state constitution?
No.
Okay. And after reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measures?
I would not vote on the ballot measure.
Okay. And does the opportunity to vote on abortion ballot measures in your state this November makes you more or less motivated to vote, or it doesn't make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
No difference?
No difference.
Okay. All right. And if you learned a candidate for political office support, the ballot measures, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
No difference.
No difference? Okay. And if you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measures, would that make you more or less likely to vote for candidate, or does it not make any difference, likelihood, or vote, or, excuse me, or to vote for that candidate?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortions without expectations, want abortions to be illegal nationally with some expectations, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The state on no. Abortion should be available on the national level.
Okay, so you would go with one abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to your best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without expectations, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some expectations, or want state to decide on their own abortion laws?
State on their own, to decide on their own.
Okay, state decide on their own abortion laws.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortions without expectations? Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some expectations? Or want state to decide on their own abortion laws? In your opinion?
I want the first one. Abortion should be nationally.
Okay, so you want to go with abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we're almost done. I really appreciate your time. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Would you say the first one, a requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinion on abortion? Second one is very important. Third one, somewhat important. Fourth one, neutral. Neither important nor unimportant, and the last one, somewhat unimportant.
Somewhat unimportant.
Okay. And when thinking about... I'm sorry?
There are other issues more important than just abortion. So.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Would you say I will not vote for a candidate? I'm sorry?
Not important.
Not important?
Not important for voting. There are other issues that need to be. Abortion is one tiny little thing, and it should not be part of the decide who to elect. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you will now hear some information on the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the president, for the next president, that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policies proposal. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral?
You know what? I can't answer this because I didn't listen. I have to go. So just no answer. I need to wrap up, okay? I have to go.
Is there a better time? Okay. I can call you back to finish up.
No, I think it's okay. You got enough.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, but thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Está muy larga esta encuesta. Llegué a 60%. Sí, me dijo que ya que...